We have material body and whole name is unmaterial sound.
Yes.
And how goes the process when we chant in the holy name? It's, can you explain how it works? Because
You're asking about the Shabda Brahman, the transcendental vibration of Krishna's name, Chintamani Nam. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigra. Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Binatvam Nama Namino. Binatvam Nama Namino. That God, Bhagavan, or his name, Nam or Nami Nam. Binatvam, you, there's no bhed, bina, there's no difference. Krishna is his name, the name is Krishna. Krishna is the Gopal mantra, the mantra is Gopal. Guru is the mantra is Guru. Because the mantra is Sakshat Rup. The mantra Rup of the mantra is the Ishta of the mantra. So you're chanting Guru mantra, you can see Guru. The Guru is in the mantra. The mantra is in the Guru. Gauranga is in the mantra. The mantra is in Gauranga. Krishna is in the mantra. Gopal mantra, Kaum Gayatri. This is in Bhakti Sandarbha. The same question you asked was asked by the Shrutacharis and the Rishis and the Srimad Bhagavatam and the 10th canto and last few chapters, because there's a Shruti Stuti means prayer, we say in English, prayers by the personified Vedas. And that's chapter 89 or so, 89, and 90 is the last chapter of the 10th canto. That's a summary of the whole thing. It's chapter 90 or 89, and the prayer, they ask a question, very same question. They're saying, how can transcendence, they ask Sutta Goswami or some great gathering of sages. It's very wonderful, very amazing purports. The Shruti Stuti, the prayers by the personified Vedas, there's 40 Chalis Shloka, 40 different Sanskrit shlokas in the Bhagavad Puran, Ekadhyaya. And there's 45 pages of commentary by Vishnath Chakravarti. 45 pages Tika in Sarta Darshini, Dasama Skanda, 10th canto. More than Rasleela, more than Venugit and Gopigit and Pranayagit, much more. Fantastic, fantastic. There they ask the question, same question he's asking. How can transcendence, Brahman or Paramatma, how can transcendence be described with material language? This is a very commonly asked question. How can you? We have material bodies. We have material words. This prakrit bhasha, material words, Hindi bhasha, Sanskrit bhasha, Ruski bhasha. How with material words? The Bhagavatam has so many words describing transcendence. How is it possible? It's impossible. How can you describe transcendence? Because it's indescribable. So then there's a whole discussion there and it explains how it works. That in that language describing transcendence, Bhagavan descends into that language and manifests himself in the language. That's just the language and the Shabda Brahman, the Sanskrit shloka, is describing the Absolute. Now, Krishna's name is not a language describing the Absolute, but Krishna's name is Sakshat Bhagavan, directly Krishna, Nami Namino. So we have material senses, and we have material ears, and material tongue, and everything is material, but Krishna's name is totally transcendental. So when we chant Krishna's name with the right backing, Nirupadi, Niraparadik, Nirupadi, free from designations, Nirupadi. We give up all designations, and we're Niraparad. We have no aparad. And we don't have any you say? It's another term. Anyway, we have no material desires. When we chant Hare Krishna, Sarvupadi Vanir Muktam Tat Paratvena Nirmalam Rishikesha Rishikananam Sevanam Bhakti Uchate Anya Bilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadhyanavritam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Uttamam. These two verses, when we attain this adhikar, this backing of realizing these two verses, then when we chant the holy name of Krishna, he comes down, he enters those what seems like ha, sounds like a material vibration, ha, re, kri, Krishna, Rama. He enters those and manifests his full Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Rasaraj, Lila Purushottam. Everything is there. So this is, if you read in the Bhagavatam, you'll get idea in this chapter. This question is there. You get a very nice elaboration of this idea. We are material. Because we know there's somebody named, we say ha or ra, it's a material sound vibration. So how would our material, this is how it happens, that Krishna enters into those words and manifests transcendence. Have you studied this part of the 10th canto? It's very, very nice. It's a very, very deep and important point. I'm sorry I can't recall all the things, but I can guide you there. So if you look there more deeply, you have the 10th canto is in Russian? No. Tika. Does that answer your question? Do you see Krishna when you chant? How many lifetimes are you chanting? In this lifetime. No one sitting here in Vrindavan in Radhakund. No one sitting here in Radhakund in Vrindavan is starting bhakti in this lifetime. Guaranteed. You understand what I'm saying? You can translate for me? It's not the first time. That's why I said, how many lifetimes? That's why I didn't say, oh, how many years. I said, how many lifetimes have you been chanting? Because there's a verse, it's somewhere quoted, and about the Mahima of Nam. It said, when one has been chanting the Hare Krishna mantra for 100 births, 100 births, ekso janam, japa, then he will, that holy name will always be coming from his mouth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he's sleeping, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So I have maybe 99 more to go. 98 more to go. I think at least I have two done. One before and one now. So I have 98. Like this. Radhe, Radhe.